In just a few moments, I'll start a visualization that will be of benefit whilst you're listening to it. But it does offer the opportunity, once you've got the hang of it, to come back to it and use it. Are you sitting comfortably? Well, in which case, could I ask you to make yourself a little less comfortable? Seems a strange request, perhaps, but what I found myself is that if I make myself too comfortable with a visualization or an inner journey, I can sometimes find myself drifting off and not really paying attention to what's happening or the story or the journey or whatever. So my recommendation is that you make yourself a little less comfortable. If you're sitting down, maybe sit on the edge of the chair that you're on. Yeah, I'll leave it up to you to decide. This visualization, I call it the Trouble Tree and Secret Gun. Imagine yourself out in the countryside, a place of peace and calm. Trees, open fields, rolling hills, fragrance in the air, bright sun warming your body, the easy sound of birds up above. You notice a path that beckons you, so you take smooth, steady steps along its gentle surface. You're in no rush and are pleased to be able to take your time as you allow in all the sights, sounds and aromas that surround you on this magical day. Up ahead, you notice a tree with many branches. Some reach quite low, making it very easy to touch. You notice a sign at the foot of the tree, you know the sort of thing, telling you what the tree is called in English and Latin. You look a little closer, for you're curious, never having seen a tree quite like this before. You do a double take, for the tree is called Your Trouble Tree. And you notice some instructions written out beneath. This tree asks you to hang up all your troubles on its many branches so that you can continue on your walk trouble-free. No worry too small. You stop, feeling a bit amused and a bit silly. You look around, no one's in sight. So you think, why not? And you allow yourself to be aware of all the worries that are alive in you at this time. Maybe it's to do with money, work, family, friends, or something else. And now, let yourself imagine attaching each worry to a branch of your very own trouble tree. Or they'll be kept safe for you to collect at the end of your walk. You finish and decide to walk on along the path which rises gently ahead of you. The air is still warm, the sun bright, soothing to your skin. The scents delight you as you stroll along. And you notice a small wooden gate up ahead, just to the side of the path. As you get closer, you notice that this too has a small sign on it, which says, Your Secret Garden. With the same kind of mixture that you had back at the tree of delight and some self-consciousness, you look around to see if anyone else is in sight. No one. You peer over the gate and see the most beautiful country garden, totally sheltered by a hedge running all the way around it. You open the gate, walk into the garden, close the gate behind you and just stand there for a moment, taking everything in. You notice the colours of the flowers and plants. You bend down carefully to smell the sweet fragrances. You can hear the joyful birdsong and feel the soft grass beneath your feet. Such peace and calm. There's a wooden bench ahead of you, and you decide to sit and rest there, letting your eyes close, just absorbing all of the sweetness and joy that surrounds you right now. you notice the easy rise and fall of your breath, letting it slow and deepen as you sit there in comfort, being nourished with every breath, from the outside in, allowing that nourishment to find its way into every part of you, every cell, every atom and molecule of you. Ah, peace. You rest there a while. And then, as you breathe out, you open your eyes, slowly stretching if that feels right, and quietly let your senses take in the richness of your own special place, knowing that it's yours to visit at any time from now on. You calmly get to your feet, and with a deep breath take a small step towards the gate. With a last look for now, you close the gate behind you and make your way back down the path. You take in the rolling hills, the wavy patterns in the grass as the breeze dances playfully, the clear sky, and feel the warming sun on your body. It feels good to be alive. And there in front of you is your very own trouble tree. Now, you might want to take some of them back, or you may decide to leave them there for safekeeping. It is what the tree's there for, after all. Or you may notice that if you take any of them back, they may be a different size or a different shape or weight. You can choose. And you can choose to revisit any or all of this at any time you wish. Perhaps when you're sat on a journey home as a passenger in a car, bus, train, or last thing at night before falling into sleep. You can choose.